Komoe awa tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Former News Hub presenter Ordini Kaipara is objecting to an artist selling a portrait of her online. Ms Kaipara, who was the first newsreader to appear on television with a moko kowai, told Radio Wātea talkback host Merepeka Raukawa Tate. It raises questions about when appreciation becomes appropriation. She's already been through a battle in 2020 when artist Samantha Payne painted her likeness without permission and said in this case she had no involvement with the work listed on an online marketplace.
Because he's put it online to sell at $1,200, my wonder is, well, one, where did he think that would be okay to commercialise a complete stranger's portrait online and get away with it? You know, that's not okay, irrespective of whether it's myself or anyone else. I disagree with that sentiment.
Also, a housing advocacy group says stigmatisation of state housed tenants is being used to lessen support for public housing. Public Housing Futures has looked at the performance of government housing agency Kāinga Ora and found New Zealand lags well behind other OECD countries. Spokesperson Vanessa Cole says public housing makes up about 3.8% of all homes, compared with an OECD average of 7%, including 17% in the United Kingdom and 34% in the Netherlands. She says public housing in Aotearoa, New Zealand, is now seen as only for those most in need, rather than being a public resource like hospitals and schools.
There's been a lot of stories in the media recently about public housing and public housing tenants that tell a particular story, and I think that there's another story to be told about public housing and its important role in providing really stable, secure housing for people in our communities.
Vanessa Cole says the government is pushing the idea Kāinga Ora has too much debt, whereas successive governments have started the agency off of the capital it needs to build housing in the scale the country requires. And Māori historian Monty Suta says receiving the Manukura Award was a rare honour, especially as the last one to receive the tohu was the late Sir Harawira Gardner. The award is only given every 3 years alongside the 28th Māori Battalion and Ngāre Mu VC scholarships to a person who has displayed qualities of prestigious influence, mana and leadership. Dr. Suta is a former teacher, territorial soldier and museum administrator, as well as writing books on the Māori Battalion C Company and Māori in the First World War. He says military service is a topic which resonates with Māori, as will be seen at next month's Anzac Day commemorations, especially in Te Tairawhiti this year.
It's to be broadcast out of the C Company Memorial House here in Gisborne, and we'll be appearing on that as an expert historian to give my words of wisdom about what's going on.
Dr. Monty Suta, and that's your Wātea English News.